I cried and tried watching movies, but it did not work because my mind was already occupied with that thought, what if Henry bribed my cousin? What if Henry threatened my cousin? Henry came back earlier than his usual time. He came back by 6 p.m., he knocked on my door, I opened, I knew the question he was about to ask, I answered yes immediately because he could ask his question. He said, okay, what is your response? Would you date me? I answered yes, he then said, great. I got a dress for you, wear it and prepare for tonight dinner, I am taking you out for a dinner, I was surprised. I told him let me take permission from my cousin because she told me not to leave the house, but Henry, as usual, had already taken permission from her. I was not comfortable with going out on a dinner date with Henry, not because of his type of person, but because of the last dinner experience with Chief. I agreed, he said, great, and left. I went inside to dress up for the dinner. Thank God my cousin left her wig for me, so I took my bath, brushed my teeth, brushed my hair and dressed up. The dress he bought was really beautiful on me, I wondered how he knew my size, anyway, womanizers know everything about females. By 7 p.m., I locked my door, he held me by the hand as we walked to the elevator, we entered the elevator. Immediately we entered, he hugged me again, Henry is romantic but I never let that distract me, womanizers are always romantic. We left the elevator. He still held my hand and led me to his car. This guy's car is so beautiful, extremely beautiful, and guess what? The color of the car is red, same as my dress. He opened the front door for me and waited for me to enter before closing it, and yes, he treated me like a queen, but that is how he treats the other ladies. We drove down to Eco Hotel and Suite. Oh my word, the hotel is extremely beautiful. I have heard a lot about this hotel. I have seen it countless times on television, I had wished and prayed to go there, and guess what, God answers prayers. Eco Hotel and Suites is more beautiful real life than what we see on television, it is fantastic. He took me to the poolside, yeah I saw the pool and I almost screamed in my head, the name of the hotel is written on the water, yes, I saw it on the water. People have magic. In fact, Lagos and everything in Lagos is extremely beautiful. I only had Nokia Touch. I would have snapped it and sent it to my friends in the village. We sat down, he asked me what I wanted to eat, I placed an order for yam and egg sauce before I embarrassed my village people while he placed an order for chicken sauce with white rice. As I expected, Henry started with introduction, how he is the only son, the political connection of the father, the family business and how he run it, how he loved me the first day he set his eyes on me, how he was dropping his key with me so as to be seeing my face every morning. He said lot of things. I did not feel special, that is what womanizers say to get a ladies to their bed. He asked me about myself, I told him about myself, everything. He stood up from his chair then walked to my side, he held my hand and asked me for a dance. I told him I don't know how to dance and beside, we would be the only ones dancing, he said he doesn't care, that I should just follow his move. I stood up. He pulled me close while holding my hands, we danced, I was so shy that I nearly tripped. You might be wondering the kind of dance, it was a slow dance, those ones I watch white people do while playing a very slow song. I enjoyed the dance, it was romantic. After the dance, he kissed me quickly on my lips, then kissed me on my cheek before sitting down, it was romantic, my heart fluttered a bit and I felt all eyes on me, I need not turn around to see people staring at me, I felt their eyes on me and the numerous one. He asked me one question which I felt it was little awkward, where does your sister work? I looked at him, I told him that he was supposed to know since he lives in the same building with my cousin for a very long time and they are friends too. He immediately said yes, that he now remember, that my cousin work in a bank but he doesn't know the name of the bank, by then, food was already served but that did not end our discussion. He asked me about my educational background, I told him I was a wake holder, he asked if I had intention to further my education, I told him yes but if I don't have a sponsor and I don't have a job. He promised to look into it, the sponsor part, and he asked me if I would love to work in his company. Honestly, I was excited. I thanked him and accepted to work in his company. That was the beginning of our love rendezvous. I was already in love with him, but no sex because I was a virgin. We finished our dinner, he paid for it, he held me, we walked down to the car, he kissed me on the lips again, and this time, I kissed back and I was hoping he genuinely loved me. He opened the door for me and was smiling as I entered inside. He closed the door and he entered the driver's seat. He held my hand and made me promise that I would not break his heart. I assured him that and I made him promise too, which he did. Then we drove off. Henry made my Friday night. He is so cute, inside and outside. He accompanied me to my house, gave me a goodnight kiss before going to his house. The next day was Saturday. I did not feel like waking up as early as 8 a.m. I was having the best dream, but Henry's knock woke me up. I opened the door for him, he hugged me then entered inside. He asked me if I could resume school on Monday. I looked at him, definitely he was joking. He repeated the question, and this time, he wasn't joking. I asked him if he was serious, he responded in the affirmative. Luckily, his friend is the chancellor of a private university in Lagos, precisely, Babcock University. He is well connected and I know a little about the school. Well, I know that the school is one of the best in the country and going to the school will be one of the best things in the world. Finally, God done butter my bread. Henry did not stop there. He told me to resume work in his office. According to him, once I finish from class, I come to work, and the pay was $150,000. Henry gave me my employment and admission letter. He had already paid for that session. How did he even manage to get everything done just Friday night? I hugged him very tight. God truly sent him. Money is good. Money is really good. I had to microwave the food in the fridge and give to Henry. It was jollof rice and chicken. He ate it. He really enjoyed it. He asked me the pet name I would like. Honestly, I did not understand what he meant by that. I told him to explain what he meant by that. He said that he wanted to be calling me my doll, and according to him, pet name means lovey-dovey names couple call each other, so he told me to call him baby, and I agreed. Nothing much happened that Saturday. We just watched movie, we hugged, kissed. At a point, he wanted to go to that side. I told him I was a virgin. He then promised to wait until I'm ready. He doesn't want to rush me. Henry is a gentleman and I understand people have bad side. Oh, I forgot to mention that he told me to follow him to his church, such a cute soul winner. The next day was Sunday. He was already dressed. He came to my house by 7 a.m. to wait for me. I finished dressing up. When he saw me, he felt like chewing me. I was looking so dashing. He hugged me. He kissed me. He held my hand. This man was really in love with me. In his church, he was flaunting me everywhere. He introduced me to his friends as his doll. Most of them were surprised because they knew Henry as a womanizer, but I didn't care. I loved him, and I loved the attention I was getting.